Hi, it's Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Today, I am joined by Dr. Miles Thomas, Vice Chair, Regional Integration and Innovation, and Assistant Professor of Urology at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Now, we're here to talk about women's bladder health, and at least one in four women reports discomfort and a negative impact on her quality of life from a urological condition. Can you give us an overview of the bladder conditions that you treat?
Yes. I feel especially as women, society really puts us in the role of caregivers. And at some point, we have to start taking care of ourselves. So I focus on bladder conditions in women and men. But in women, a lot of times we're affected by things like incontinence. What does that mean? Like, incontinence is literally the involuntary leakage of urine. But I also see many patients with urinary frequency. They're going to the bathroom more often than other people around them or friends and family, as well as urgency, which means they're rushing. When they get the sensation to use the bathroom, they need to go right then. Otherwise, they may have an accident. I also see many patients who have neurogenic bladders. If they have MS or have had strokes or other neurologic problems. In addition, I'll also see patients who have difficulty emptying their bladders. It's the bladder is that one organ where you want it to store and you also want it to empty. So I see quite a myriad of different processes in the bladder, but happy to help at any time.
So those are definitely some of the symptoms that can signify a bladder condition. When is it time to see a doctor?
I would say see a doctor when you're concerned. When things change, when things are no longer comfortable, when you feel that something's wrong or something has changed significantly from what you were doing before. But I would say medically, if you notice burning or foul-smelling urine, if you are unable to hold your bladder, or if you're unable to empty your bladder, and definitely if you see blood in your urine, I would definitely consult a physician.
And Dr. Miles Thomas, are there any lifestyle changes you recommend to ease these symptoms?
Yes, I think there's a lot of things we can do on our own. One, I would say easy, but it's not easy. It's dietary changes. So the Western or American diet is a very irritative diet. So certain foods have more acidity. So I would say that's basically that a lot of things that taste really good aren't really great for your bladder. Of course, that means caffeine, carbonation, chocolate, anything that's like spicy, anything that has vinegar. So basically anything that tastes really good. Sometimes as it gets processed through your system, it'll give you bladder symptoms where you may feel like you have to go to the bathroom more frequently or that it burns a little bit when you urinate. But also healthy lifestyles, including exercises such as pelvic floor exercises and yoga, are also very helpful for bladder health.
And Dr. Miles Thomas, I've talked to many doctors, including you, and it seems like lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, diet, that's always the main key there.
I know. I mean, so at the end of the day, part of our goal is to actually fix the problem. I know there's many interventions we can do that help with symptoms, but if we want to fix it, sometimes we really just have to go back to basics.
Absolutely. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D here with Dr. Miles Thomas, and we're touching on women's bladder health. Now, what treatment options are available at Northwestern Medicine?
There are many treatment options available at Northwestern. So for incontinence, we definitely have the pathway where we go from most conservative therapy, which includes diet and exercises, to interventions, which may be surgical or procedures. So if you have leakage of urine, sometimes we can help you with exercises, sometimes we can give you medication, and sometimes there's procedures that we can do. Also, if you have what's called pelvic floor dysfunction, we have a great rehabilitation team, and you can see a pelvic floor physical therapist that will also help. We have many, many surgical interventions. Technology has definitely progressed, which is great for us being the female gender. So for leakage, we can provide slings, we can do injections. We even have Botox and pacemakers for the bladder now. So we're pretty high tech, and we can provide a lot of solutions.
Now that is something new that I did not know about at all. Well, thank you, Dr. Miles Thomas, for all this information today. It's certainly useful. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.